Rally. On my old physics teacher's homemade poster, at a political rally for another crooked businessman, is an angel wing fetus in the phrase, "You need saving," which means the government shouldn't regulate the number of thorns in a can of Coke, and too bad if your faucet water is swan black, or the cracks in your road sound like busted vertebrae. He gave me a D because I couldn't remember the law of conservation of energy, and no credit for a decent guess, calling it a bastard offshoot of the Force. He wouldn't save me then, but we all need saving. In my youth, in a housing project on Southmost, the neighborhood kids would pool their change and share an extra-large bag of Rally's fries, mouths yapping after the hind legs of crunchy potatoes. To this day, gourmet meals are crude approximations of both that taste and brotherhood. My belly says I should have gone a different way, but where else for a bricklayer's son? My physician warns that if I don't lose 50 pounds soon, I will probably suffer a heart attack. But I hold tightly to the hope, despite the expired gym card, that I will rally. Who has time for vegetables between the exhaustion of a job they don't want and a fusillade of snores? And yet I force myself to replace corn chips with squash and thinly cut wafers of yam. There must be something I should save my body for, although I have neither offspring nor a 401k. I grew up on Underwood ham and Vienna sausages, ramen noodles topped with shredded government meat, downing bowls of it during Kojak and Hawaii 5-0, Dallas Cowboys games I religiously followed, and I remember how they rallied once from 3 down to win it on a pass from Staubach to Pearson. Those were glorious times, before the calculus had settled over my point of view, before my arteries began their torrid affair with collapse. Today, it is difficult to get angry with anyone knowing how soon sleep will rally for its final lap. And I tell my teacher that heaven is itself an infinite regress, that any paradise we can imagine is an inferior version of a further Big Brother realm. In response, he calls me infantile, stupid, and lastly liberal, which refers not to the books on my nightstand, but my propensity to prefer luck and addiction to most theories of punishment. My father went to prison because he took tomatoes from a grocery store in Harlingen, and when presented the chance for parole, if he'd just admit regret, he said, "No necesito ser salvado." He was beaten by some blonde lawmaker's deep sense of severity. How is it that one sin can magically become a greater one through imagined repetition, as if eating 2 bowls of Cherry Garcia means you have eaten all the Cherry Garcia in the world? Today I am an old stock car cruising Ware Road, its bumper chin-strapped with duct tape. I can do so much wrong if given half the chance, but I gave up Klonopin on a night when there was no rabbit in the moon. If there are angels, they are living, in laundromats and Mickey D's and Dollar Generals. They are hiding in the earth, waiting for their rally.